Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Frontier Springs Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by TIL Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining this Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Frontier Springs Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company website. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion we have today with us, Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Director, Mr. Neeraj Bhatia, Whole-time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Dhruv Bhasin, Company Secretary. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance, which will then be followed by the Q&A session. I'd like to remind you all that everything said in this call, reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that the company faces. These risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our annual report. With that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kapil Bhatia. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I extend a very warm welcome to all participants joining us for our Quarter 4 and full year FY25 earnings call. I am Kapil Bhatia, and it is my privilege to present to you the highlights of our financial and operational performance for the quarter and the year ended 31st March 2025, as well as our outlook for the year ahead. Let me begin with the financial performance for the quarter and the year as reflected in our audited results. For Quarter 4 2025, we delivered our highest-ever quarterly performance. Revenue from operations stood at 70.08 crore, marking a robust growth of 20.27% over Quarter 3 FY25 and 58.75% over Quarter 4 year 2024. EBITDA for the quarter was 16.75 crore, up 34.26% quarter on quarter and 125.71% year on year. The EBITDA margin improved to 23.90% in Quarter 4 FY25 compared to 21.41% in Quarter 3 FY25 and 16.81% in Quarter 4 FY24. Profit after tax was 11.66 crore, a strong increase of 33.57% over the previous quarter and 130.89% over the same period last year. For the full year FY25, revenue from operations reached 231.34 crore, a 70.84% increase over FY24. EBITDA for the year was 49.66 crore, up 139.10% year on year, with EBITDA margin of 21.47%, an improvement of 613 basis points over FY24. Profit after tax stood at 34.66 crore, up 166.93% from 12.99 crore in FY24. Moving to the operational front, Quarter 4 2025 was a period of strong execution across our core businesses divisions: coil springs, forging, and air springs. Coil spring division, our mainstay business for over three decades, the spring division continued to see healthy demand from Indian Railways, the surge in production of LHB coaches and locomotives has led to notable uptick in orders for the hot coil compression springs. Our manufacturing capabilities and stringent quality standards have enabled us to remain a preferred supplier. Forging division, we have successfully commercialized our new state-of-the-art six-ton hammer, enhancing our forging capabilities, while the ramp-up of utilization is progressing slightly slower than initial envisaged. This is a deliberate strategy as we are sharply focused on high-value, high-margin forging, to ensure optimal profitability. We already have orders in hand for this new capacity and expected subsequently improvements in performance in the coming quarters. Air Spring Division, our Air Spring segment, which began commercial production in 2022, experienced a significant flip during FY25, driven by ongoing modernization with Indian Railways. We hold firm orders in this segment and the increasing adoption of air suspension system in LHB courses is providing clear visibility of sustained growth. Throughout the year, our focus on operational excellence, capacity expansion, and value-added products has enabled us to deliver record performance. Our customer base remains robust with long-standing relationships with all our clients. The Indian railway sector continues to offer significant growth opportunities supported by historic government initiatives. The Union Budget 2026 allocated a record capital outlay of 2.65 lakh crore for Indian Railways. Major procurement plan include record placement for wagons with more anticipated and large-scale expansion of Vande Bharat and Metro projects. The government focus on freight corridor development, private wagon ownership and replacement of aging fleet provides a strong demand pipeline for our products. Looking ahead, we are extremely optimistic about our growth prospects. The positive momentum witnessed in FY25 has continued into the start of FY26. With exceptionally strong demand visibility across all three of our core segments, we plan to invest additional 15 crore in plant and machinery over the coming year to further enhance our capacities and fully capitalize on an opportunity presented by the ongoing modernization of Indian Railway. We have set ambitious target of achieving 375 crore in gross revenue for FY26 and 500 crore for FY27. Our focus will remain on ramping up high margin value added products, especially in the air springs and forging segments, and on sustaining our leadership in the coil spring business. With our robust order book, expanding capacities, and clear focus on operational excellence and value creation, Frontier Spring is well positioned to benefit from the significant railway modernization initiative with undertaken by the Government of India. With that said, I will now open the floor for any question for you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Priyanshu Jain, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the exceptional numbers. I have one question. Like, recently got a credit rating through CRISIL that the management is not cooperative with the thing. So, like, can you just put some light on it? Operator, please put me on the unmute mode. I like to answer the question. Hello.
But you are unmuted. We have lost the line of Mr. Bhatia. Please stay connected while I rejoin him.
But you phone pe jo karte hain, internet se jo nahi karte hain. नहीं जूम पे तो उसमें सारे लोग 100 लोग 70 लोग ये इंटरनेट से नहीं है वन फोन से है
सॉरी मिस्टर जैन
थैंक यू फॉर योर
Sorry, Mr. Jain, please ask the question once again. I'm sorry. It's called got disconnected.
No problem, sir. Recently there has been a report by CRISIL that the management is not cooperative with the things. So they're not able to give the credit rating report. So can you just put some light on it?
Kapil, sir, I'll take this question.
Please. Our secretary, Mr. Dhruv Basin, will call you on this.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jain.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Yes, sir. Yeah, there are two aspects. Point number one, in case if the limits that we are using are beyond 50 CR, then we are required to take the bank rating. In our case, the exposure is far less off, so we are not required to take the rating. Secondly, if you haven't read the top heading, ek bar document mere samne hi hai, aap dekhenge to hum rating already withdraw kar chuke hain apni.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is on the EBITDA margins. Are you going to be sustainable 21-22% EBITDA margins for the next year?
Yes, I'm 100% sure. This is Kapil. That we'll be able to achieve this, and we are trying to improve on this also.
So, mere ki conference call chal rahi hai, 1 ghante baad honge.
And is there any chances from now onwards there has been more significant margin improvement from this side as well?
Which side?
Upward, 22%, say upward, 23%.
Yeah, I'm saying that we will definitely maintain 21%, but we are trying to get more value-added items and more value-added this thing for forgings also and for some other this thing product, and we are trying to grow upon 21% to 22-23%.
Thank you. And my last question is on the capacity utilization side. What is the current capacity utilization?
In some areas we are doing almost 100% capacity utilization. That's why we have kept another 15 crore for capacity expansion as the demand is there. So where we have a bottleneck, we are increasing our capacity, which order has already been placed and things are already on pipeline. So overall, I think we are using around 60% of capacity in some areas. In some areas, it's 100%. So we are just increasing our capacity where we have already utilized 100% capacity in some machines. So we are buying some more machines and some modernized machine to improve upon the production capacity as well as quality.
Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best for your future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'm audible.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir, and congrats for decent execution once again. We are guiding for a decent number, 375 CR growth revenues for FY26. I want to understand two things here. One, I am hearing in the industry that there is ongoing issues of wheel set supply, due to which production of wagons is getting impressive. But we are saying that everything is positive. So kindly help me to understand how is this possible, because things as a product will ultimately go into the forces, wagons and locos, right? So that is my first question. Secondly, on the margin front, we are currently at 21% this year. And this particular year, steel prices were also down. But now we are seeing some recovery happening in the steel prices on a relative basis. So can you guide us on that thing also, how you are still positive to sustain these kind of margins, or rather improving it in FY26?
As far as the railway wheel sets are concerned, railway has also increased their capacity to manufacture. They have started a new plant in Raebareli for making more wheels for railways, other than they have an old factory in Bangalore, rail wheel factory, and they are importing. And I think now India is almost sustainable as far as wheels are concerned. So I don't see any problem, and we have never come across with the thing that we don't have wheels and we stop production or something like that. So I think railways are doing well, and being starting their new plant in Raebareli near Coach Factory for the wheel. So I don't think there is any shortage as far as wheels are concerned. As far as margins are concerned, we are trying our best to hold 21%, but we are confident that because of the demand and other things, we will be able to improve upon the margin at least 1 to 2% more. And as our order book is good, on 1st of April this year, we are already having orders of 150 crores in hand, and almost 100 crore orders were in pipeline, which is also materialized now. Almost 50, 60 crores are already materialized, and other will be under pipeline. So we are quite sure, and we know those order values and the thing that we'll able to maintain the margin at 21% and more. So we are quite comfortable in that.
You are saying we are having an order book of 150 crore in hand, right?
On 1st of April it was there, yeah.
And 100 crore is in pipeline. So it is cumulatively 250 crore only, and we are looking to have 375 crore. So can you put some color on that?
This was actually railway tenders are keep on going on every year. So it takes 2 to 3 months to finalize the tender. So these are the present position. But there are other almost 100-150 crore tenders are in pipeline which are going to open this year, and by the end of year we'll able to do that. So we are quite comfortable that we are able to achieve 375 gross, and we are very comfortable in that because we know what we are doing this quarter, and after this quarter you'll get the results, so you'll able to understand that what we are saying is right.
Understood. And this 150 CR you mentioned in the beginning of the year you are having, so how much of it is going to be executed in Q1 only?
It is almost 100 CR. Approximately
100. Like this is, and that means the execution period is pretty short for these kind of orders, is what I am understanding. Right?
Yes.
Understood. So what is happening is you keep on getting the orders, and the order timeline is itself very short. You have to deliver it fast.
Yes.
Understood. So out of 150 CR, 100 CR is going to be utilized in Q1.
Around 90 to 100, around every quarter we are trying this year. So that's why we're able to achieve 375 crore.
Got it. And to just to get an idea of the pipeline, you mentioned, can you tell us like how big is the size of this pipeline on a continuous basis or a quarterly run rate basis, and how many players are bidding for it, and what is our success rate in that pipeline?
Sir, these are a little bit confidential things because there are people who are our competitor. In coil spring there are 2-3, hair spring there are 2-3. So in a lot of tenders we are L1, somewhere we are L2. So there is a procedure of railway to give order to approved sources. L1 will get 60% order, L2 will get 20-30% order, and like this. So it is like that, and it is an ongoing process. So and we know what we have quoted and what is our position, and we are quite comfortable that we are able to achieve almost 90 crore quarter every this year, and we'll able to achieve that, and we'll able to get that much of orders which are already there in pipeline, and it is coming also. There are more tenders which is coming also in the pipeline.
Got it, sir. And lastly, on the again on the margin front, like if I talk about quarterly basis, this quarter was one of the highest, I would say, in last 12-15 quarters. The margins are around 24%. So what happened in this particular quarter? Like we achieved this 24% kind of number. So it is really a big number, right? So how confident are we to achieve this kind of number, or to sustain this kind of number for me?
Sir, I have already told in my opening remarks that we are concentrating on good value-added items only. We are not using our capacity for the low value-added item, and we have a good number of orders with the high value addition. So we are capitalizing on those first, and then with that we know that what we are going to achieve. So the average will be 22-23% this year also.
Got it. Thank you very much and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Operator, I request you to please unmute Mr. Neeraj Bhatia, our CFO, who would like to throw some light on the questions that have been raised by Mr. Goyal, please.
Sir, his line is unmuted from my end, sir.
Okay. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible.
I am answering one question regarding order. Just now, during conversation, I got the order from RCF and MCF around 100 crore rupees. Just 1 minute back.
Okay. That is really good, sir. That is really good.
I've
been tracking this company since last 2.5 years, and I really appreciate the kind of execution you are doing. So it really matters to us, sir. Thank you.
One more thing I would like to add. On 1st of April, our order book was around 150 crore. And after 2 months of this financial year, today my order position is around 250 crore right now.
Including this 100 crore order that we got.
Yeah, 200 crore. And another, I'm 100% sure, in another 1 month in June, we will got a 50 crore order also. It is under negotiation in which I am L1. And I will get the order from 50 crore by the end of 30th of June.
Got it. That makes sense, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Congratulations for the great set of Q4 numbers. My first question is, sir, we were talking about 350 crore in the last phone call, half-yearly phone call, but now we are very much confident of 375 crore. So what has been changing now in the Indian Railway? And are we looking for the faster execution for the next 2 to 3 years for the newer Vande Bharat sleeper trains, Naval Vande Bharat metro trains, and something like this?
Yes, as I already mentioned that we are going to achieve 375 gross this year. And as you know, Railway and the Union Budget has already allocated a very huge amount of 2.65 lakh crore to Indian Railways, and they are going ahead with the increasing capacity of LHB coaches, as general coaches demands are already there because Indian Railways are not able to give more general coaches to the train, so they are increasing the capacity of LHB coaches as well as locomotives. Till last year, Railways are making around 900 locomotives. This year, they have a target of 1600 locomotives. So everywhere our springs have been being used, and as far as Vande Bharat is concerned, we are the first approved source of Vande Bharat from India. Earlier the Vande Bharat train were using imported spring. Now we are approved source, and we already got huge order from RCF, ICF, and from the private manufacturer of Vande Bharat coaches, whether it is sleeper or chair car. So we are quite sure that the future is good, and will able to achieve the committed turnovers and the margins. Thank you.
Okay, sir. And sir, my second question is about the export revenue. So currently, do we have any contribution from the export? And if not, then are we planning to penetrate in the export market?
At the moment, we are not exporting anything, as India is the only and the largest market in the entire world where everybody wants to come and supply a component, whether it is a rail, road, shipping, any infrastructure things. India is growing all around, so we don't want to go outside and do things and other people from outside come and supply in our place. So we are at the moment concentrating only on Indian market, as there is a huge demand, and we are one of the few lucky manufacturers that we are into the infrastructure railway business and the approved source in the last 40 years. So we wanted to capitalize on that first, and then if the opportunity comes, we'll definitely go for exports.
And sir, what is the revenue split of coil spring and air spring if you can specify for FY25?
We are building an advanced copy.
FY25 will be around 150-170 crore of coil spring, 125 crore of air spring, and the balance will be the forging division.
And sir, what is the difference of EBITDA margin between coil spring and air spring, if you can highlight some color on that?
This is little bit tricky. I have to see the numbers. But overall, we are sure that we'll able to maintain 22% and maybe improve on that. But exactly, it is a tricky. We have to calculate and see.
Mura after 26.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Sure.
We request all the investors to focus on the turnover and the profitability. In terms of the various provisions and regulations, it would not be right for us to give up the breakup of the various segments that we are into. So you can raise your questions accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Asta Agarwal from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is the installed capacity of coil springs and air springs in terms of the number of railway coaches the company can cater to annually? And what is the current and expected demand for air springs, and how fast do we think it is expected to grow going ahead?
Our coil spring capacity is in our both the plant. One is in Kanpur and another is in Pata Sahib. Our installed capacity is around 750 tons per month. And at the moment, we are using around 450 tons per month. So we have a capacity. In some areas, we are a little bit tight. So we are buying some machines. So that is there. Air spring, we are already doing almost 200. We are increasing our capacity from 200 coaches to 300-350 coaches in coming time.
So the 200 coaches are for air spring, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And so what is the current and expected demand for air spring?
These LHB coaches where air springs are used, Indian Railways are planning to produce around 6,000 coaches this year. So every coach is required 4 air springs. So you can calculate around 24,000 springs is required by the Indian Railway for the new coaches. But and then there is another demand of the coaches which are running for the replacement demand from the zonal railway, which will also be there, which will be around 2,000 to 3,000 numbers every year, which is after warranty they wanted to change the air spring. So there is a huge demand, and like our capacity at the moment is 200 coaches, that is 2,400 coaches. We are able to do it, but we are increasing to 3,000 coaches very soon.
Okay, so thank you for the answer. And my another question is, after the installation of the 6-ton hammer, what key products does the company plan to manufacture, and apart from the defense sector, which other industries is the company targeting for this product?
At the moment, we are concentrating in railways only, and we have already got orders worth almost 7 to 10 crores for the 6-ton hammer. And yes, there is an opportunity to go into the defense and mining industry, where we are already exploring the high value added forging, because forging's demand is always there, but there is a big competition also. So we are concentrating only on high margin forging. So we are already seeing in defense as well as in mining industry. And other sector also, heavy industries also, like JCB, L&T, where they are using forgings. So we are already exploring those market, and very soon we'll be able to do that also.
Okay, and so my last question is, so all my questions got answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, regarding this FY27 guidance, are we conservative? So because you increased for FY26, so can you throw some light on that FY27 guidance?
Oh, yes, we are little bit conservative, but let's see what happens. Although we are quite sure that we may cross 500 CR in 27, but we are little conservative giving numbers because we don't want to fail. We want to improve upon those numbers. So we are giving little bit conservative numbers. That is true.
Okay. And regarding Air Spring, what our market share compared to competition? If you can throw some light, and do you think we can maintain that or you can increase that in like FY26 to 27?
We are already having almost 25% of market share. So we are trying to go up to 30% this year and maybe next year. So that is there.
Okay. And last question on this forging. You said you are trying for high-value things. So is there some approval process required, or what's the situation? Because you said mining, and I think I heard some other industry also. So is there any approval process required for that, or what's the deal? And you said, I think you are working with some customers.
Yeah. As far as mining and other heavy engineering industry, we don't see we required any approval for that. But yes, defense sector, we definitely required the approval. So we are already talking to a consultant, and things are already in pipeline where we are already working on that.
But how long does it take for this defense approval process?
It will take at least 3 to 4 months, maybe 5 months to get the item what we are planning to go into it.
And the market size or potential you are seeing in that defense area?
I think the item which we are concentrating is the market size will be around 60 to 70 crores per year, the item which we are concentrating on.
Okay, that is per year or is overall, you are saying?
Yeah, per year.
Okay. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What was the director's remuneration last year?
Dhruv, can you please tell them, because I don't remember exact what is the numbers.
I can take it offline. That's okay.
You can take it offline, and I'll update you regarding the exact number.
Sure. And sir, one thing I wanted to know, the cash that we have, 25 to 30 crores on books as on 31st March 2025. What I understand that we have been putting this money into equity and all, if I am not right. So any conservative management would be looking at fixed income product. Anything that you would like to add on that? Why are we taking our calls onto equity with the cash that we are having in books? Because you see the capex coming up, the railway is having so much big market. So it's better to keep that money into fixed income product. What's your view on that?
We are definitely putting on additional money to some mutual fund and some equity market. But after that, we are already, but it's not that 100% money goes there. We are already planned for another 15 crore capex this year, which we are going to plow back to the company. So what is required, we never stop doing that and plowing back to the company. But if there are additional funds, so Why to keep in bank account if it is additional over and above the limits? We keep on investing, which is good for the company also because we get the profit on that.
And the 15 crore capex would be going to which division, sir? It would be towards forging, air spring, or coil spring?
All three divisions.
All three of them equally?
Not equally, whatever required, coil spring may require another 5-6 crores, air spring required another 4 to 5 crores, and forging required another 2-3 crores. So it's like that. Some testing machines, some production machines like this.
And where are we on the defense side, sir? Have we got any, what about after 27, sir? I was more worried on the things that we'll be doing after 27, because 27, these three things will be sufficient to get you there, to your given guidance. What are we doing? Because the railway has a lag time of any security item would be tested for 2 years. So what are we doing there to get into new product line or maybe...
Already working on some items for the air springs, additional items for the air spring, because at the moment we are just supplying the air spring, but there is a complete line under the coach which requires, at the moment railway is buying from somebody else, we are going into that also, which will add to our air spring margins, and we are also working on forgings, as you have seen that forging is an industry where we can forge anything which is required, because coil spring is a dedicated facility where we can only produce coil spring. But forging is an industry where we can go with the same plant and machinery, we can go to defense, mining sector or export. So we are quite sure, and railways will continue like that. As far as Indian population are there, they will never able to produce that much required coaches, because railways to also increase their capacity to make coaches and locomotives, which they are already doing. So I think the demand will never go die as far as Indian railways are concerned. So that is always there to increase the 10 to 15% turnover year to year in very normal circumstances.
And I have one question on the execution also, sir, because what I understand that we were supposed to do 250 coaches per year by this year, we were supposed to reach by 25 itself. But we have come to 200 as per your guidance, as per your commentary. And the commercialization of 6-ton hammer also has been delayed by 6 months. So anything that you would like to tell that, you know, the going ahead, we will be like execution will be on time and all?
There is always, because when you are setting up a new plant, there is always a teething trouble, and the new hammer which has been installed is got delayed, not 6 months, but almost 9 to 10 months because of the Ukraine war, because we have to bought a hammer from the other country where the shipping was there, and it was a 200 tons weight hammer, and the shipping was not able to do that because of the Ukraine-Russia war, because it was coming from that end. So like this, these are some teething trouble where things happen and it got delayed. But now we are in a full swing to get orders, and we are already quoting huge tenders to Indian Railways, Railway Board, and other component which we were not doing it. We already got approval, which is a good thing that we are able to get that approval very fast, and now we are regular source for those items which we are going to produce in 6-ton hammer. So we are quite sure that now these delays will not be there as far as the present capacities are concerned to the Indian Railway, and we'll able to execute things in time. And Frontier is basically, if you talk somebody in railway, they will say the Frontier is the only company which adheres their delivery schedule, and they are having a lot of confidence in us. And because of that, we get orders even we are not L1, because they supply, they require delivery, and they accept our offer and they give us orders because of the timely execution of orders.
Great, sir. Any dividend policy that we are having, sir? Because I would expect that you retain this dividend with you and maybe increase the value of the company. So any dividend policy that we are having, sir?
We are continuously distributing dividend, and last 3 years, and we are still, this year also, we are going to give you dividend, sir.
Any policy on that any percentage of, PAT that we are going to give as dividend, or maybe something like that?
Dhruv, can you tell this thing? Hello? Dhruv?
It's all right, sir. I'll take it offline. That's all right.
You can talk to offline.
Yeah, yeah, sure. All right. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, we request you to restrict to 2 questions per participant and rejoin the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a very good set of numbers. Sir, most of my questions have been unanswered. Just one question, sir. On this PPT investing high value, high margin forging business. So can you comment what is our revenue share in forging right now, and on this estimate of 375 and 500, what is our expectation forging will become, and how much high margin is forging actually versus the rest of the business?
Can you take this question offline to Mr. Dhruv? We'll give you the exact numbers, because I don't have exact numbers at the moment. But definitely at the moment, the margins in the forgings are less, and coil spring and air springs are having a more margin. And that's why we are concentrating only on the high value added item in forgings, which has been already pointed out and selected by us from the Indian Railway, where the supplier are less and the demand is good, as well as the new market which we are already exploring, defense and heavy engineering industry. So we are trying to improve upon the margin of forging and trying to go near to the coil spring and air spring business margin.
Sure, sir. Thank you. And wish you, sir, you continue this con call every quarter, sir. That would be really nice, sir. Thank you.
We are already doing it, so keep on continuing.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ankur, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, sir, I just want to ask if management is considering any corporate action such as stock split, bonus or this thing?
At the moment, no. We are not doing any split or something like that. We have not planned anything.
Okay. And so second question, this LHB platform conversion, can you give me any estimation total demand of air spring, especially, and how many air spring are expected to require, how many years?
Something is already replied that Indian Railways are producing almost 6,000 coaches of LHB spring every year, new coaches. So 6,000
okay.
coaches require almost 24,000 number air springs, and we are having around 25% of market share, which we are trying to increase to 30%.
Okay. Yeah. So just last question, any planning of NSE listing?
Yeah, well, we are already working on that. What is their minimum requirement? Oh, if we are able to adhere all the requirement of NSE, we'll definitely list our company to NSE.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harsh from Toro Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers. I had one question. Where are we on the defense initiatives? In the previous con call, we had mentioned that it takes few months to get those approvals. So have we got those approvals? Have we started production and supply for the defense segment?
No, still we, because our Hammer got delayed their production, so we are not able to, because without producing item, we cannot go ahead with the defense approval. So now the Hammer is already installed, and we have already started doing production. So now those items are under production, and now we are going to apply for the approval of defense very soon. And it will take 3 to 4 months to get the approval, and then we'll be able to quote the tenders and get orders.
Okay, got it. And just one more question. Apart from railways and defense, there is no other sector where you are currently focusing, right?
We are in forging. We are definitely focusing on some in mining as well as heavy engineering industries where these JCB and LNT, where they are using heavy machines and they require a lot of forgings. So we are concentrating on those also.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Majid from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So I have only one question. How do you see this Vande Bharat going on, and how do you see that capitalizing going forward?
Vande Bharat is doing all right, but thing is that since last 5-6 months, railway is more concentrating on LHB coaches being required by Indian Railways for the general public. So they have little bit slowed down the production of Vande Bharat, but definitely the contracts are already given. And but railway is at the moment more concentrating on LHB coaches. And the Vande Bharat is coming, but little slow because they wanted general coaches to be come first. And finishing is done by the RCF, ICF and MCF railway coaching plants. So they are doing more concentration on LHB coaches rather than Vande Bharat. But definitely those things are in pipeline, and it will definitely come whatever is committed by our railway minister.
Okay. Thank you. All the
way. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ajit from ICO Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. What is the realization of air springs and coil springs?
Realization means? What do you want to know?
A price per air spring and coil spring.
See, actually, we are producing almost 100 type of coil spring. Every coil spring has a different this thing. And air spring has a different type of pricing. So, margin as overall, as you have seen, that margin is around 22-23% in both air spring as well as in coil spring, the final margin ratio.
Okay. Can you provide any average selling price or something?
Sir, I don't want to reveal all these things because it's a little confidential. You see the final numbers.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shadri from KSEMA Ficon Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for good step numbers. My first question would be if you can throw some color on the book of
your voice. Your voice is correct.
Just a minute. Can you throw some color on the pickup of your order book between coil spring and air spring?
Yes, already as
hello?
CFO Neeraj Bhatia has already. Hello.
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 Yes,
Shadri.
Yeah, can you throw some color? Yeah, can you throw some color on breakup of your order book between coil spring and air spring?
As I have already already told earlier that this year we are planning to do around 170 crore of coil spring, around 125 to 130 crore of air spring business this year, and balance will be the forging. So this is the breakup of 370 crore gross revenue.
Also, my second question would be, like you mentioned that you are supplying air spring to 200 coaches every month.
Yes.
Okay. This is new coaches, as I understand, right?
Yes.
Also, in the replacement market, are you also in talks with the railways to supply air spring to replacement market?
We are already doing it. We are already doing it. We are getting replacement business from the zonal railway also every month. And we are also
That would be how many coaches every month?
I think it will be around 1,000 numbers overall in the year.
that will be around 300 to 400 coaches springs will be required, because that is not required as far as the coach is concerned. They buy a single piece, two piece, five piece. So it will be, if I convert into the coaches, will be around 300 to 400 coaches set of air spring.
Okay. My third question would be, as I understand, there are three or four players in air spring manufacturing.
Yes.
Okay, and do you think the margins would be sustainable going forward in air spring market?
Yes, being only three main player at the moment, so, and everybody is importing something and doing something in India and then assembling it and testing is being done in India. So I don't think anybody is going to reduce prices on these, so the margin will be sustainable, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shashwat, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just had two questions. The first one is that the company has a partnership with ContiTech Germany, right? So what is the specific component or technology that the company is importing from there for the air spring product line?
Actually, air spring is required some rubber items and as well as the metal items. So metal item is produced by our company, and the rubber bellow, which is the air suspension system, and their technical know-how is we are importing from ContiTech Germany. So, and assembling it and testing it at our factory and supplying to railways. So it is like that. So rubber items are coming from ContiTech Germany with the technical know-how.
Okay. And another one is, so do we have any tie-ups or discussions with the Metroforce OEMs like Siemens or any other for the supply of air springs? And what is the current status on that?
Yes, we are already into the discussion with Siemens, Bombardier, Alstom. Being ContiTech is their original supplier in Europe. So we are talking through ContiTech to all these parties that ContiTech should supply these springs from our unit to those companies. So they will also get better margin, being a less cost of production in India. So things are already under discussion, and very soon it will be materialized. So we'll be able to supply springs to Siemens, Bombardier, Alstom, and other companies.
Thank you for the opportunity and congrats for a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of from RV Investments. Please go ahead. Soham, if you can please unmute your line and ask your question.
Hello.
There is no response. We move on to the next question from the line of Vishwinder Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So I have two questions. First one is, how much total capacity are you targeting to end with FY26? And secondly, like on a conservative basis, how much capacity utilization for the new and the existing capacity you are looking after the expansion?
As I already told earlier, that we are using around 70% of our capacity. And in some areas, we are using 100% to avoid those bottleneck of 100%. We have already placed order to come to the 70% on those parts also. So we'll be using, after installing and all, after this capex, which we are going to invest, will be around 80% of our capacity will be utilized as far as the orders are concerned at the moment with us.
Okay, and like how much total capacity are you looking to end with, like in the end of FY26, sir?
As I've told you, around 80% of our capacity will be utilized.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, post this 15 crore capex, like from our current capacity, what will be our revenue potential? Like for the 500 crore we are aiming in FY27, would we need any further capex, or you know, would we need any thing to like debt raise?
I don't think that after doing this 15 crore capex this year and achieving 500 crore for the FY27, we don't require much of the investment. Maybe 2-3 crore in a general thing, but not much is required till we reach a revenue of 500 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much. Before we conclude, I would like to once again express my sincere appreciation to all our shareholders, our customers, partners, employees and shareholders for your continued trust and support. FY25 has truly been a landmark year for the Frontier Springs, marked by record revenues, robust profitability and significant operational achievements. Thank you for joining us today and wishing you all a pleasant day ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of TIL Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.